It's now time for us to go straight to the phone line so we can have a conversation with US-based gospel artist. I'm going to have to do this right now because the pronunciation, I hope I'm correct. I keep calling her Ife Sado. But hey, guys, we're about to find out if I have been pronouncing it correctly or wrong in the last, I think about five to about a week now. All right. Yeah, we're going to find it out in just a bit. Going straight to the phone lines, we're about to chat with US-based gospel artist Ife Sado. She has a brand new music song she just released. We will be talking about that. She's an independent gospel artist, a singer and a songwriter. Very passionate about worship. She's got Nigerian blood, in case you guys were wondering. Raised in Lagos, Nigeria, but now in the US. So let's get chatting, shall we? Straight to the phone lines with Ife. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay! How are you today?
I am well, thank you. Thank you for calling me. I really appreciate this.
I need to ask, yeah, because it's quite early over there. You sound so bright and, yes, and bubbly and jivey. Times when I speak with people in that region at this time, they sound a bit grumpy, and it takes a while for them to like kind of kick into that mode. What's your formula?
Oh, I woke up like 30 minutes before and I got myself ready for this.
Wow, you do sound very good. You sound very good for this time of the morning, I must say.
Thank you.
All right, so great. Now I need you to I'm about to roll out the scorecard right now. Every time I play your song, I call you Ife Sado, but it's spelled Ifeeh. Please tell me I'm correct.
Well, actually, the first name you are correct to that is Ife, but the last one is Shadow.
Shadow.
Yeah, Shadow. Oh. It's like, okay. Yeah, you have to sing with it.
Shadow.
That's right.
Okay, all right, so now let's start from the shadow. Where's that coming from?
That is actually an alternative last name for me.
Okay.
From my dad's side of the family, we are from Ikare Akoko, from in Ondo State.
Ondo. Okay.
And yes, and that's one of our last names that we have in the family, and I just used that as my gospel name.
Okay.
For music.
Okay. So, and how about the all right, Ife is your name. Why do we have two E's there, though?
Ife is my first name. Ife Olu is my first name, but in America, it's difficult for Americans here to pronounce that name.
Okay.
So I had to find different ways to spell it so they could, and that was the best way for me to help them with the pronunciation, so I just kept it that way on social media.
You could just say like if anything happens, if
I've tried everything, man.
Oh boy,
does not help.
Oh boy, I can imagine. All right, so let's get into it. First off, how are you doing this morning? Of course, considering the climate, the health climate at the moment, and of course every other sector talking about the coronavirus epidemic currently that the world is grappling with right now. Of course, you're in the US and the story is not any different there. What is it like for you where you are? And if you can tell us what state you are in, that would also be helpful.
Oh, yes. I'm in Maryland, and okay. Here it's, well, we are keeping to the rules. We're abiding by it, staying home, using our mask when we have to go out, and not going out unless we really need to for grocery shopping and whatnot. But it's been a little bit rough, you know. At the beginning, when I was a little bit afraid what the news was showing and everything. But now we're just being optimistic and just hoping that, God is going to continue to take control, and we're just happy for good health.
Wow. All right, and staying hopeful as well, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's very important.
That's good. Great. So, welcome once again to the Praise O'Clock Show. It's the first time here. Yeah. Normally, we get to ring the bell if we're in the studio, but I don't have the bell here, but you are very, very welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so let's get straight to talking about your latest single, Overcome.
Yes.
But Before I touch on that, just one more thing before I touch on that. Your hairstyle, okay. Yeah? You keep a low cut and a hairstyle kind of similar to mine. So I just want to talk about that real quick. Yeah, what's the inspiration behind this? Has this always been your trademark? What is the story behind it you want to share with us?
Oh, that's you got it right. That is my trademark. I grew up a little on the tomboyish side, so okay. I've not really been too keen on long hair. Mm. And when I decided to get a different look, that was the style that spoke to me, and I just went with it, and it came out perfectly.
Wow. So for how long have you been rocking this hairstyle?
I'd say about 2 years now.
Ah, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see how long you will run this through.
I'm staying with this one.
Oh, nice.
I love it. My V signature at the back of my head. I love it.
Oh, okay. I can't see the back from the picture, but yeah. Hopefully, nice one, though. Nice. All right. So let's get into the music. So,
all right.
I love having the conversations with artists a lot. Why? Because most times when we talk about the records, we get to hear a lot more than the 4 or 5 minutes or 3 to 4 or 5 minutes that we have in the song itself. So while I was going through this on our website, you had you talked a little bit about this song, about how you got it and how it's so dear to you and stuff like that. You talked about how your daughter, something personal to your daughter as well. Your daughter were going through a dark time, and how this came about. Of course, when we hear the word overcome, we know something must have come. Your way.
Definitely.
Before you were able to overcome. So, can you share with us about this song, the message behind the song, and the inspiration behind it as well?
The inspiration for the song came, like I said, in the interview before. It's personal. My daughter and I, we are like best friends, sisters. We talk about everything. But I was faithfully going through a very, very rough patch dealing with depression. And I found strength in the relationship I had with God and in that bond that I have with my daughter. And just dealing with that and realizing that while we were both down and out, not knowing how to climb out of that situation, God was watching back the entire time. Mm. And it didn't take, while we were in it, of course, we didn't know. When you're in a rut, you don't really think about anything but the rut. But it took, towards the end of it, when we're climbing out of that situation, that's when we realized that this could have not been possible without God. And that's when the song came, that we've overcome, fear has no power over us. And that song has been our anthem since then, and it has blessed us so many ways.
Wow. So can you tell me now, just in line with this, what is that one thing that you, from experience and of course recommendation now, that you believe can help one go through those dark times? What's that tool or that trick or that hack that you can share with us this morning?
Well, I mean, first of all, you need God on your side. You need to have that relationship with Him. You need to be able to call out to Him, cry out to Him. Aside from that, you also need an amazing support system like I have. I have my family beside me. We're not in the same country. They're in London. I'm here in America, but they were constantly on the phone with me and making sure we were doing well. And then I had my support system here, which was my pastors. They were tremendous and very instrumental in our journey. So I feel like everything combined, with God, my family, the great support system that I have, I feel like that's what really helped us, and us willing to accept that we needed to, you know, that something was wrong and we needed to fix it. That's also very, very important.
Wow. In the middle of the storm that you were going through, did you at any point in time think that a song will come out of it?
You know, I was just singing the chorus first. That's what came to me first, you know, the hallelujah. come. And that's where I started with it. And I just kept singing it around the house. And my daughter was like, hey, mom, you know, this song sounds really nice. I'm like, you think so? She said, yeah. So I started working on it. And before I could even think of it, and that whole song was birthed. And I was just amazed at outcome and wow. how it turned out.
Okay, in the writing of the song now, while you were writing it, you know, of course, you got your hook first. You were singing the chorus around the house, like you said. So putting the other parts of the song together, what was that like for you? Was it something that took like a couple of weeks, just adding here and adding there? Or, you know, what was it like? And the recording process as well.
I wrote, this is my first, so I call it my baby.
Oh, it's your debut.
I wrote that song, it's my baby. I wrote that song how many times? I wrote and rewrote it. I kept rewriting and kept, because it didn't sound right to me. At first, I said something was missing. And when I had to reach out to other people that are, you know, that has been in the industry for a long time, that also enter me, and you know, we sat down and I was like, okay, this is what I have, and this is what I'm writing, and they really helped me out. Mm-hmm. And when the song was finished, I met up with my producer Peter Toby, and you know, if anybody knows Peter Toby, he knows that the way he works is just, to me, it still amazes me. Mm-hmm. And when he heard the song, he was like, it's perfect, there's nothing we need to do to it, let's just go get in the studio. And we didn't leave the studio until that song was done, until finished singing it, until it was perfect.
Wow.
So that was an experience for me.
Wow. I mean, you just brought my attention to the fact that this is your debut. I totally missed out on that. As your debut single, first, every time I chat with, you know, a debut, you know, an artist will just put out a debut, I keep wondering, at what point did you think it was time for you to launch into recording music? Because obviously you didn't just start singing today. The singing anointing didn't just fall upon you right now when Overcome came. So you probably have been singing for a while. At what point did you say, hey, okay, now it's about time for me to launch into recording music professionally?
I actually didn't think it was something that I would end up doing. It's something I just imagined doing at first. Like, I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to one day be able to sing a song, mm-hmm. you know, record it and whatnot. But I started back up singing for a dear sister of mine, Adora, and she's mm-hmm. like, you know, Ife, you have something. I hear it every time you sing, that you have something you need to put out there. You need to let the world know. You know, it's like God wants to use you, and you have to just start working on it. And that's when I started. So I started working on that. Okay, keep singing, you know, and as I kept working and singing and ministering with other gospel artists, I would meet with people, and like, you know, there's, God wants to use you. God wants to use you. So I just kept sitting and wondering, okay, when is this going to happen? And Overcome came. Mm. And that's when I decided, I said, you know what? I'm going to pray about this, and I'm just going to follow this plan.
Wow.
And that's what happened.
All right. So this is, say, what, let's see. This song was officially released when, just a minute, May the 3rd. So
yes, it was actually May the 1st.
May the 1st. Okay, May the 1st.
Yes.
So let's say it's 11 days now. What has the experience been like for you so far? I mean, how would you say the journey as a solo independent recording artist, how has it been so far for the last 11 days?
Well, it's been very amazing, I would say that. I have received a lot of support, and I've received a lot of positive responses. I've received people saying, you know, the song has been a testimony for them. So I'm very happy so far, and I couldn't be more blessed than I feel right now, because I just feel like God is using that song to reach out to so many people, and I couldn't be happier, because that's exactly what my goal was with Overcome.
Fabulous, fabulous stuff. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. I believe hearing some of these words you're sharing about the song just brings some more, shed some more light into the meaning of the song, and it can help us connect with it a lot deeper and a lot more personally. Before I let you go, what some people might not know, what a lot of people might not know, is that you also work in the Ministry of Department of Defense. And you actually enlisted in the United States Navy. What is life?
Yes, I do.
What is that life like, you know, away from music now?
I was young, you know. I enlisted when I was 19. I'll say 20, actually, when I was 20. I was pretty young. It was different for me. That's when I really experienced, you know, the American culture. So it was a learning experience for me. Like any other career, they're good. There's good partners, you know, they're challenging parts, but it was a great time. I was enlisted for 6 years, and I had some good times and I met a lot of really good people there.
Mm. So how about now, working for the Department of Defense? How was regular work life for you, and how are you able to combine that with your, well, I say extracurricular activities right now?
It's okay. At the beginning, it was a little bit of an adjustment getting from military life to the civilian life, but now it's like clockwork for me, and I just use my spare time and weekends to work on my, you know, on the extracurricular part, which is the music part. So it works out.
Great stuff. Fantastic. All right. On that note, we're going to play the song Overcome Now by Ife Shadow. Did I get it now?
Yes. Yeah. You got it. That's it.
Great stuff. As we sign off on this one, now that you have taken that bold step, you have stepped into the recording music industry, what are we looking forward to from Ife? What are the things that, what should your new fans, what should we look out for?
Oh, more and more to come. I am working on a couple of things. This week I'm gonna be hosting a listening party on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
So a listening party. I'll just go live on Instagram and invite a couple of people to join me on the live feed, and we would have a listening party just to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on more songs, and with the lockdown, once the lockdown's, because we're still on lockdown, once the lockdown's done, we'll start putting the music video, because intend to have a music video for Overcome. So once the lockdown's done, the music video is going to be, you know, pushed out, and we'll just go from there. More songs to come, more songs that's going to bless people to come.
That will be nice. Please ensure you tell your director to ensure they take a back view of you, so that your hair can show in the video.
Yes, I'll definitely do that.
All right, then. So nice chatting with you this morning, Ife Shadow.
I'm here.
Have yourself a lovely rest of the day and stay overcoming. And
thank you.
Our
so
love
much
to your daughter as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye now.
All right. Bye. God bless.
Yes. Now, that was Ife Shadow. Yes, I did get that now. And you can check out a brand new song. It's available everywhere you get your music. It's called Overcome. It's also on praisewaltradio.com. Yeah. Here we go. Here's the track Overcome by Ife Shadow. And I declare that you overcome. You're an overcomer. Whatever you might be dealing with, whatever it is at all, fear, depression, anxiety, family problems, mental health issues, sickness, whatever the case is, I declare that you win and you overcome by the power in the name of Jesus. Amen.